Hello and welcome to the ATL Shoddy Hoops Anti-All-Star Game podcast. This is the third year we've done the Anti-All-Star Game. It's a fan favorite. Bo and I bring you our effort to create the worst and also most entertaining All-Star Weekend to compete with NBA All-Star Weekend coming up in New York City. A lot of the events are a bit stale, so we try to have a little more fun with ours on Anti-All-Star Saturday night, and as well as a few other things at FanFest and the game itself, featuring the worst of the worst of the NBA. Bo's with me here this evening. Bo, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Robbie. I like the setting. Live out here.
Live, yeah. Cigars flowing, brews flowing. Could get a little weird on the Anti-All-Star Game podcast. Ideas will be flowing. So let's begin. For those that haven't heard an Anti-All-Star Game podcast before, if you have not been with us from the beginning at Hawks Hoop, it is... Shout out to Hawks Hoop. It is essentially... We came up with the idea watching a lot of Josh Smith basketball. And the idea was...
Josh Smith basketball is bad for your brain, is what...
is pretty much what I'm saying. Houston fans are learning this. Detroit fans already know this. Atlanta fans are trying to learn the other style of basketball, the good kind. So, essentially, we were watching a lot of Josh Smith basketball and a lot of bad basketball in general and thought we need to give these guys some shine. And also, we were tired of... Nobody cares about Saturday night. I was at All-Star Saturday night last year. I do not remember anything. Somebody told me Trey Burke and Damian Lillard won the skills challenge. I don't remember that skills challenge at all. I remember a couple dunks from the dunk contest. Could not have told you Marco Bellinelli was the three-point champion. And I was in the building covering it. I don't know what was covering it. I mean, I didn't have much going on that night, so I was probably had a few in New Orleans before. But even still, to not remember anything other than like two dunks shows you the state of the All-Star Saturday night. Nobody cares anymore. This year we got a great three-point shootout, but nobody cares about anything else. The dunk contest is pretty stale. So we're here to give you a new, fresh, more entertaining thing.
We're just trying to give the people what they want.
That's all we do.
That's all we always do.
That's all we ever do. So, with that in mind, we're going to start with the third annual, and this is in place of the Rising Stars game. We have the Uncle Drew Falling Stars game presented by Pepsi Max. Yes, we have sponsors. The premise of this is we take players 34 and older and put them in a game because we all know young bucks can run up and down that floor, but this is, we want to see the end of careers. We know the beginnings are there. They're going to have a long career if they're in the Rising Stars game, whatever. They don't need their shine. They'll have it in 20 years. We need to catch the fleeting glimpses of some of our favorites and some of our not favorites. This year, we set the cutoff at 34 years of age. There are 38 players in the league. Notables that will not be playing are Kobe Bryant, obviously, with an injury. He would have been the captain in the West. He also will not be participating in the anti-All-Star game, which he was a qualifier for. Unfortunately, he will not be playing. He really was.
Sweep everything.
He was going to be in a lot of competitions this weekend. But, unfortunately, Kobe had the shoulder injury. We wish him the best of luck. Get back on the court so we can see him in the game next year. Dante Jones also not making the cut. He has not played enough. Kenyon Martin, Gennaro Pargo, Nazi Muhammad, also esteemed competitors, not going to make the squad this year. With that in mind, we're going to start with the Eastern Conference. In the East, your starters are, and some of these guys are actually quite good.
Mm-hmm.
In the Eastern Conference, you have all-star Pau Gasol alongside Paul Pierce, David West, so that's your front court three. In the back court, let's see who we have here.
Dunleavy.
Mike Dunleavy. So we got a lot of Chicago, a lot of Washington in this. Mike Dunleavy, and at point, the god, the goat old man game, Andre Miller, in the building at 38 years of age. He is, I believe, our oldest competitor in this game, along with two others. Actually, we're going to kick... we're going to kick David West to the bench. KG must start in this game.
Absolutely.
Kevin Garnett. And he needs to play 40 minutes.
Tibbs is
coaching the old man game. He's burning the starters into the ground. It's going to be magnificent. He's starting because he says Powell can't get nights off, that he's concerned Powell's going to only play 20. He needs to keep him at 35 a night.
Keep him fresh.
Keep him warm. He's got a week off. These guys are soft. They get a week off now for the All-Star break.
He's got to stay in rhythm.
Got to keep him in rhythm. Yeah. So, if you're counting at home, your East starters in the Falling Stars game, that's Powell, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Andre Miller, and Mike Dunleavy. A lot of Chicago and Washington in this. They are old teams, and Brooklyn as well. A lot of old guys in those two places. Our bench, David West, Rasul Butler.
I had no idea Rasul Butler was 35.
35 years old, and still in the league. Still getting
meat. He's kind of cooking this year.
He's playing 48 a night.
He's not playing 48 a night.
No, he's played 48 games. Not 48 a night. My apologies. I got my games and minutes mixed up. But still, he's logging. He's over 1,000 minutes on the season. That's impressive for Rasul Butler on the playoff team.
We also got Sean Marion on the bench in the East squad.
His swan? This is really his swan song. He's retiring at the end of the year.
Said he's retiring.
So he says.
Pablo Prigioni.
Oh.
Pretty Smalls.
The God. Pretty Smalls.
He's played 42 games this year.
He's
classic old man game.
Caron Butler.
All over.
Caron Butler.
Yeah.
And Kirk Heinrich.
Of course.
Kirk Grit.
We might have to insert him in the starting lineup instead of him. I mean, Tibbs is coaching. He loves Heinrich. He's gonna make sure he gets 35 out there.
Yeah. It's... he might not start, but he's like the first sub in, and then he never leaves. I think that's what's going to happen. Like, Andre Miller's going to get subbed out, and then we're subbing him in. And I think that... Oh, Elton Brand. I believe that makes 12. Yeah, Elton Brand is your strong 12th man off the bench. The same one he plays for the Hawks, never actually seen the floor. So that's your East. It's a strong group. Now we move on to the West, also a very strong group, led by Dirk and Tim A. So once again, there's an actual all-star on both of these Falling Stars teams. Beautiful how that works out. Jamal Crawford, Manu Ginobili,
Matt Barnes.
And Matt Barnes. That's
a lovely starting lineup.
That is...
strong up front.
Is Manu playing point in this situation? I believe he is.
Probably Manu. I'd rather have Manu playing point over Jamal.
Yeah, Jamal just start shooting. Jamal's going to get a lot of buckets.
Although Jamal did teach Jet Teague everything he knows, apparently.
Mike maybe wouldn't, so... Someone had to. Coming off the bench are actual point guards. Jason Terry, well... Yeah. That's... I'm using that loosely. Steve Blake! Actual point guard! Matt Bonner, the Red Rocket, makes a cut this year. Tayshaun Prince... Where's Tayshaun Prince playing now? Real question, because it just says total. Is Tayshaun in the East or West? Real question happening on the basketball podcast right now. I'm not editing this out. He's with the Celtics. Take Tayshaun Prince off the West.
Okay.
Well, when did that happen?
Jeff Green.
Now that's it. Hey, we actually know something. So take Tayshaun's out. We're not playing him in either game. Screw him. He's only 34.
Instead of Tayshaun, we'll have Reggie Evans.
The God. We will also hear Reggie Evans' name later as well. Nick Collison. By the way, Nick Collison is 34 years old. They just gave him an extension in OKC. He's, like, I didn't know he was 34. I thought he was, like, early 30s, like 31 maybe. But he's old.
Vince Carter. And the Hawks killer, Vince Carter.
Yes. And we need one more. Who should we put in? Hidu? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Hidu. So,
Hidu gets Kobe Bryant's spot on.
Yes, Hidu is Kobe Bryant's replacement spot. So here's your Falling Stars matchups. Dirk, Tim Duncan, Jamal Crawford, Manu Ginobili, and Matt Barnes versus Powell, Paul Pierce, KG, Andre Miller, and who the hell's Mike? Mike Dunleavy. I should probably put his last name because he is not famous enough to just go by Mike. That's what happens when I make notes like this. All right.
Starting for the East, killing Mike.
Yes. So the Falling Stars game actually is probably the most competitive thing we do
on the weekend. Actually real players.
Is real players. It would actually, this would be a lot of fun though, seriously. To get like the old guys together, the pace would be slow as fuck. Like, we'd just be chilling. Like, walking it up the floor. People would be running actual like sets.
So many bank shots.
Oh. Just 15 footers off glass all day.
Post ups from 15 feet.
Tim Duncan would just be grinding. Tim and Powell would be
going. There's going to be so many hard screens in that game.
Oh, they're going to be a fight. Like, Matt Barnes and KG fight. I would set the odds at, like, 2-1 that those two fight in this game. Like, that's almost assured.
Minus 120.
Yeah, no, that's actually laying odds. Like, that's happening. Reggie Evans and KG. KG might fight the whole damn West, now that I think about it. Like, except for, like, Dirk and Tim and Manu. KG, I could literally list off anyone else on the West. Or, okay, Bonner. He's not fighting Bonner, because who's going to fight Bonner?
KG would.
Well, KG would buck and then have somebody step in front. But also, we also get Paul Pierce and KG back together for one final time. So, like, we're doing a lot here. We're trying to give the people what they want. So that's your Falling Stars game. A lot of fun. Should actually be competitive. And tell me you wouldn't want to see these guys
play. Uncle Drew Falling Stars game presented by Pepsi Max.
Gotta get the sponsors in there. Gotta get the sponsors in there. Next, we move on. Well, let's set up FanFest. Because people love FanFest.
Absolutely.
The marquee event at FanFest is Austin Rivers is there all day, every day. And you get to play one-on-one with Austin Rivers. Mm-hmm. Because he is not good at basketball. Most NBA players. Now, here's the thing. Most NBA players are either exceptionally skilled. All of them are skilled. They're all skilled at basketball. However, most of them also have a height and weight advantage over an average human being that most do not. So, Brian Scalabrine did a thing once where he, like, you could come play in one-on-one. But that man is, like, 6'7". And a large individual and can just work you. Austin Rivers is, like, 6 foot. And not big. Like, he's kind of scrawny. I feel like the right person gets in that arena and gets in that ring playing one-on-one. One-on-one, you go to 11, 7-0 skunk. You know, we keep it quick just in case Austin hits a couple twos. Ones and twos. 2-11, 7-0 skunk. And if you beat Austin Rivers, you get a 10-day on the Clippers. That's the rule.
Yeah.
That's the rule. Doc has to coach you. And it's not like you get new money. You actually just get the money that Austin Rivers would be making. So he actually just doesn't get paid for 10 days.
That's motivation for him.
That's motivation. So, I mean, people look forward to this every year. And we'll be hosting this. We hosted it in the worst record of the league city. So,
I was about to say, we should.
I believe we're in Minnesota this year.
So, say, otherwise, we'd go to New York in the closing Izod Center. Be there last. The swan song in the Izod Center.
We could go to New Jersey. Actually, this game makes a lot of sense for New Jersey. There's a lot of sadness. Nobody really wants to be there that's involved in this. But they're there because it's work and it's paid. So it's exactly like New Jersey. So yeah, we're going to be in New Jersey this year. Sorry, Minnesota. Maybe next year. So yeah, we'll do it at the Izod Center. Shout out to the Izod Center. This is what it deserves to go out on anyway.
Yeah. And, actually, no, hold up. The Knicks do have the worst record in the league this year.
Oh, it's perfect. I thought, Minnesota won. Oh, yeah, Minnesota won a couple of the Knicks.
They're 11-40, and the Knicks are 10-41.
Knicks are so bad. By the way, the Knicks are going to be, we thought about making this just like Knicks-Lakers. for the game itself. But nobody, that happened the other day.
That happens every day whenever they play televised.
We don't want to watch that. And they're always on TV. We're not gonna put the people through that. But you'll see plenty of Knicks and Lakers in the game as we get there. But yeah, so we're going to do this at the Izod Center because, like, MSG is a little too storied for this.
Yeah.
But the Izod Center, and it's booked for the weekend. We couldn't get it. But, like, now people
just call the Izod Center.
we're like, y'all open? And they're like, yeah, we're like, yeah, we knew y'all were open. Of course y'all were open. We knew y'all had the room. So, that's what we're looking at right now. Let's move. So, FanFest will be next door. I'm sure they have some crappy convention center in New Jersey that would be worthwhile for this. So you can play the Austin Rivers one-on-one challenge for a 10-day with the Clippers. Who they need you. They need bodies. They need warm bodies on the bench. So they are welcoming, preferably, you're like 6'6", and they can play you at center because they have nobody.
Maybe they have Big Baby.
They're about to play Big Baby. No, he's hurt.
Oh.
He hurt today. He got hurt today. They're playing Spencer Hall as like 35.
Ooh.
Hoisting today. Absolutely hoisting.
And
yeah.
They lost by 23.
Yeah. So, also, for the third consecutive year, despite the fact that he is no longer in the league, another fan favorite of FanFest is the Fab Mello Doorway Maze Challenge. In honor of Fab Mello, who knocked himself out on the doorway in his rookie year in Boston by walking into it. You get to walk through a maze of doorways, and hopefully you come out the other side unscathed.
I think we should bring back Fab Mello.
We do. We
challenge him one-on-one.
You get to challenge
whoever gets the quickest time.
It's like two sides, and you just go, yeah, I like
that. Let's screen this on the
I like
Jumbotron.
Yes. All right, that's even better. All right, so we're bringing that back. We're also going to have a booth where you get to be nice to Lauren Holtkamp while CP3 watches. You can tell what a really great ref she is, and he just has to sit there in silence. That's his penalty for being an asshole. Shout out to Chris Paul, being the dick on the reg.
Nothing out of the usual
there. Nothing out of the usual. We're not going to get into Chris Paul today. Not going to get into Chris Paul today. I'm not trying to start that right now. But yeah, that's a booth that you get to be in. You get to be nice to Lauren Holtkamp. She deserves it. She's a perfectly fine ref. And Chris Paul has to sit there and watch. Yeah.
In silence.
And you get to yell at Chris Paul if you want to. That's a bonus. Yeah. Added bonus. You get to tell him what a dick he is.
We're going to put like Chris Paul in like a like plexiglass cage with like holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just yell at him and he can't really think that.
Yep. 100%. That's exactly how it goes. We tell him he's coming for a PR event, and then we just lock him in a cage for like 8 hours. Shout out to Chris Paul. So that's your fan fest. That goes on all weekend. Austin Rivers is like dead tired by Sunday. So if you know, that would be the proper time to go play him. So our Saturday night, nobody likes All-Star Saturday night. I feel like we would outdraw real Saturday night if we were to actually get this. So Izod Center, hit us up if you need ticket sales. People would show up to this. Your three events at current Saturday night that nobody cares about. You have the Foot Locker 3-point shootout. I'm gonna try to get all the correct sponsors on this. You have the Taco Bell Skills Challenge.
Sure.
Which nobody cares about. Like, they're point guards. They should be able to dribble through some cones and make a couple passes and two layups and a free throw. Like, nobody cares. I have done this. I did it in a time of 26.8 seconds. Bo watched me do it. It's not hard. It's really not. Unless you're Jeff T.
I think it was 27.1, but they kind
of... They jobbed me. They jobbed me on a...
Harry the Hawk got in your way.
Harry tried to get in my way. And
you did behind the back or behind the back dribble too.
I went around the last cone behind the back because I stunned on the haters, and the clock operator screwed me out of like half a second. But that's okay. But 27.1, anybody can do this. I am not the most athletic human being on the face of the earth, but I can handle a basketball decently.
Yeah, Robbie's big baby size over here.
I'm big baby size. So with that in mind, this is where we get to. So
perfect segue.
Right, perfect segue. So instead of the Now, there's two options we thought of. I had been talking with Eric Benning. We thought it would be fun to make the Taco Bell Skills Challenge. You have to eat a grande meal and then go through it. And if you don't soil yourself, you win. The real champion is whoever does not soil themselves on the cones. So that's just an idea. That's a hoop idea. I'm throwing that out there. The NBA wants to take it.
That's up for the committee.
That's
for
there.
Maybe next year.
That's there. That could be a real all-star. But for what we do, say the three-point shootout, skills competition, dunk contest. Dunk contest is whack now. Whatever. So what we start with is the big man skills challenge. We don't care if Jeff Teague and Trey Burke and whatever other decent point guards they get. Damian Lillard. Whatever other decent point guards they get. If they can do this skills challenge. What we want to see is we want to see the big fellas that never get to handle the rock. So we're taking out people like Paul Millsap, who bring up the floor regularly. We want the guys that don't handle the rock ever. And we want to see if they can go through that. You got to make a free throw. You have to dribble through some cones. Bounce pass. Chest pass. It's much more interesting to see some seven-footers go through that. So we're going to start with our skills challenge. It can still be presented by Taco. It's actually Del Taco for us. We're going off-brand. We have Del Taco doing our big man skills competition. Our three-point shootout is athlete's foot. Like, we don't have foot locker. We have the athlete's foot. Big man three-point shoot. We do a lot of things for the big fellas because we want to see them show their skills. We always let the little guys do it. And then we have the Fresca dunk contest. Instead of Sprite, we have Fresca. It's still good. It's not great. It's grapefruit. I don't, you know, nobody really drinks it, like, unless it's there.
They've been a mainstay on the shelves, apparently, the past 20 years, so apparently someone drinks it.
Someone's drinking it, and it's my mom, if you were asking him. If you're asking who still drinks Fresca, it's my mom. There's
probably
sometimes
your mom, too.
It's almost assuredly a parent of yours or an older person you know. In 50 years, Fresca will die out when all of them do. That was a little depressing. Bo's just staring at me at this point. So, for our Del Taco skills competition. Oh, yeah, our dunk contest is a trampoline dunk contest for shooters that don't dunk. So it's a chance for the gymmers of the world to shine on the trampoline and do cool stuff or injure themselves. You know, whatever floats their boat. That would be way more, like, you would be way more interested in seeing Jimmer Fredette jump off a trampoline and dunk than Zach LaVine. I know Zach LaVine can dunk. Like, he'll be cool, he'll be fun. But, like, Mason Plumlee, like, he, whatever. I want to see Jimmer come off a trampoline and try to do some, like, double between the legs shit and then, like,
hammer it off.
Just throw it down with authority. But, skills competition. Del Taco. Big men. This is the keywords.
Do we have another sponsor for this one?
No, I think it's just Del Taco.
Okay.
We just go knockoff.
Okay.
Like, slightly below what the NBA actually gets. So, our big man in this, Big Baby, gets a run through the skills challenge.
Of course.
Because, come on.
Like, who doesn't want to see that?
That'd be glorious. You know he tries some, like, tricky shit, too. Because he thinks he can handle that rock. Steven Adams. We might see a double performance from Steven Adams. I think he's in our as you can tell, Bo and I are very prepared for this. It's not like we're doing this on the fly or anything.
Pero Antic. On the Hawks.
Pero dribbling with me. He's the only player, him and Elton Brand are the only two players that are not allowed to dribble it up the floor.
I think I trust Elton dribbling more.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Because Pero, again, would try some shit.
Like, Elton used to be good.
Elton at one point was like a super athletic guy.
Yeah, I trust him.
I feel like Pero's never, like, Pero can dunk. You see him do it. He can do it between the legs dunk, but I don't think he can dribble.
You can do it between the legs dunk.
Yeah, he told me he could.
Huh.
Okay, I mean, maybe he was just lying to me. Pero might just lie a lot. But he told me he can do it between the legs dunk. This was before the Rising Stars game last year.
Did he, like, throw it between his legs and then jump?
I have no idea. He says he can do it. He was planning on doing it in the Rising Stars game last year, but he was hurt. So that's what you were robbed of, America. Was Perlantich trying a between the legs of? I can't guarantee you would have completed, but he told me he was going to try it. So we have Pero. We need 8, because for whatever reason, they're doing 8 in the skills competition this year. Just wild, like a lot of people. So.
We're going to have a.
Omer Asik.
Of course. I think he's the mainstay here at Anti All Star Weekend.
Second straight year. In the building.
We're going to have. Reggie Evans might be pulling triple into this night.
Oh my god. Reggie Evans in everything. I want to watch. I would watch Reggie Evans do anything on a basketball floor that he's not good at. So anything other than rebounding and being scary looking.
Brandon Wright.
I feel like Brandon Wright actually has some handles. Like he seems like the guy that kind of dribbled a lot, like in high school. Like he looks. He just has the build of a guy that like just spurted up, kind of Anthony Davis style one day, and just showed up and was like, "I'm 7 foot now." And they were like, dude, you were 6'6" when you left for the summer last year. I feel like Brandon... I'm not putting Brandon Wright in this.
Brandon Wright's been in the league for a long time. He's only, like, 27.
Yeah, I mean, he came out after 1 year at Carolina, I think. You ever seen Joakim Noah dribble?
I've seen him dribble.
He's kind of adventurous.
Yeah.
He could be...
He's not terrible.
No, he's not.
He's very... He's definitely...
I feel like he would try super hard, though. Yeah. And maybe knock a cone over. Like, do you know the little, like, stanchions they have? The NBA? I feel like he could knock one over. So he's
going to be a little cone, a little elbow.
He's a little, so he's an option. Oh, shit, Robin Lopez.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Just watch that hair. Flowing. Majestic. That's how I would describe that. We can't put Boogie Cousins in everything because I think he's really good at everything. Bob Sacre? Bob Sacre? And we need one more. This is... What a lineup. What a true gem we have here. We need somebody... I think we need one more from the East. I think we went a little West heavy. We need a big fellow from the East.
Byron Mullins is in the Far East. Does that count?
Yeah, we need to shout out Byron Mullins. He was a star last year this competition. Now he's in China. Or somewhere. I don't know. I assume he's in China. Everybody else is. Yeah, no Byron. Who can do this? Who would just be fun to watch dribble? Like, Marc Gasol is talented at things. I don't want people that are, like, actually, like, legitimately talented. I want somebody who might dribble it out of bounds on a skills competition.
Zaza Pachulia.
Zaza Pachulia. Absolutely.
Zaza Pachulia.
Absolutely. So your 8 are Glenn Big Baby Davis, Steven Adams, Pero Antic, Omer Asik, however he pronounces his name now, Reggie Evans, Robin Lopez, Bob Sacre, and Zaza Pachulia. You're welcome, everybody. Watch those men. It literally might take a minute for everybody doing this.
Might take more. Someone's going to dribble it off their knee, and it's just going to go all the way across the court.
I'm telling you, I really think there's...
This is a low-budget affair. We're not going to have people that are going to be able to...
No! No. There are no helpers here. There are racks of balls, but no one's rebounding for you on the free throw. Oh, wait. Can we... You know, I'm taking Bob Sacre out. Taking Bob Sacre out and putting DeAndre Jordan in.
Naturally.
Putting DeAndre Jordan in. Because...
It's going to be adventurous.
Because, like, I feel like he could get through everything else... But I want to see if he can make a free throw under pressure.
Low-key, what might be advantageous for him is he just keeps hitting the free throw off the front of the rim and it comes straight back to him. So he can get off like 5 attempts in like 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Rapid fire.
Yeah. Just chucking from the free throw line.
Absolutely.
Like any other big man would be.
Got to. And now we go on to the athlete's foot 3-point shootout. Oh, man. I love it. Seriously, sponsors, come call us. We already have it ready. You don't even need to do work. Just make a sign. They only have to be good signs. Just go down to Kinko's and make one up. We'll put it up there. We'll get you some free pub.
Get a poster and, you know...
Doodle on it.
Marker, maybe a sticker on there of your logo. That's about it.
Whatever you gotta do. We'll put it up. So the athlete's foot, big man, 3-point shootout. This is the marquee event of our Saturday night. You know, they market the dunk competition. We're here to see big fellas shoot threes. We put Josh Smith in it every year. He gets to go again because he is horrid from out there. And the thing about this is,
he's got a lifetime pass at
this point. He could be retired and he can enter this if he wants to. And he would, because no one likes shooting threes more than Josh Smith. So the thing that we're going for with this is either people who don't shoot any threes who we think would be interested, or guys that shoot way too many and are not good at it. Like, we want guys that would be into it. So Andre Drummond joins this group. I've seen him shoot threes with Rasheed Wallace in shoot around. He is horrendous. Like, take his free throw stroke and just back him up 8 feet, and it's really fun. But he's into it. Like, him and Josh used to shoot threes all day long before games, which might say some things about the Pistons coaching staff before this year.
Is Udonis injured? I feel like Udonis Haslem needs to be represented here at our event.
UD?
Okay, he's bruised wrist.
He's going to be a scratch. Udonis Haslem can shoot from one spot on the floor, and it's 15-foot baseline jumpers, and nowhere else.
He's legitimately nowhere else in, not out.
In, out. He's got like a 2-foot like radius with which to shoot, and if he's not there, it's over. So he's a scratch in this. He would be in. Roy Hibbert gets the nod?
Of course. Naturally.
I saw him shoot a corner three 1 year.
He's put up a couple of threes past.
It was majestic.
Let's see.
So we got Josh, Andre, and Roy. Strong start. What else is here?
Jonas Valanciunas.
Yes. He tries, too.
Yeah.
He tries. He's not good. Like, our goal in this is, like, the winning number is, like, 6. And that's because, like, a couple banked in from up top.
Someone hit the money ball.
Money ball banks in from the top of the key. Like, that's what we want. Kendrick Perkins.
Of course.
Oh, shit. Kendrick's got to be in the skills competition. Farewell. Ooh, I like all these guys. I'm kicking Zaza out. Zaza needs rest. I'm sorry. Zaza needs rest. Kendrick! It's Perk! Yeah, Perk does everything this weekend. He's the ambassador. He's the king. Number one. Kendrick Perkins hosts it.
The warden of
the warden. So that's 5. We need 3 more. Oh, this is fun.
Just a note for everybody listening to this. Robbie literally had to put his head down.
Literally, it's done. Oh, man. Big fellas. Shooting them.
You want to get some? How
many do we have? We got 5. We need 3 more. You want some Joakim Noah tornado threes?
Of course. What the?
That would be... I want to see if he could consistently shoot them the correct distance. I feel like he would make, like, a third of them and airball the other 2/3. Like, I feel like there's no in between with him. I feel like that would be fun. That would be good.
Rudy Gobert.
Yes! He might be able to dunk from the 3-point line.
He might be. Give him a trampoline out there.
We need one more. We need one more. We need one more.
Thiago Splitter.
Done. He can actually shoot the corner three, actually. I don't like that. Can I don't he? Like that.
I don't know. Let's see how many attempts he has this year. He's been injured part of the year, too. Well.
Like, he's not on the bottom. Like,
he's taken 0 this year.
Okay.
He's made 0 in his career. Thiago Splitter.
Thiago Splitter.
0-6 in his career.
Is he? I feel like I've seen him make one. I have not. Thiago Splitter does. I swear I've seen him take one. I might as well take one.
Maybe check playoffs.
Check the offs.
Nope, he's 0-2 in the playoffs. He's never made 3.
Okay, well, I'm just lying. So your 3-point shootout. Now, this would be an event. Josh Smith, Andre Drummond, Roy Hibbert, Jonas Valanciunas, Kendrick Perkins, Joakim Noah, Rudy Gobert, Thiago Splitter. Sign me up. I love it. I love it. I'm in all day on
I'm
that.
Sold.
I
would buy tickets if I wasn't as an organizer of the internet. But
if we weren't courtside for this already, I would purchase tickets. So let's move on to the Fresca Shooters Dunk Contest.
As we already mentioned, Jim is the inaugural intro.
Jim Fredette, for sure, in this competition.
Isaiah Thomas, all 5'9" of them.
But I feel like Isaiah can actually dunk.
Can he? I've never seen him dunk.
Has Isaiah Thomas ever dunked? Can we get a dunks counter? We'll keep him on the side. I feel like he can get up. I feel like he's got a little hop to him. Could be wrong.
Well, I bet a bunch of these guys can probably dunk if you give them a straight away.
Well, that's sure, but...
Do we want any big guys on this? Like a big guy shooter going off
the
trampoline?
Yes! Who?
Matt Bonner?
Fuck yes. Matt Bonner. Kyle Korver dunked twice this year, so he's actually been excluded from this competition.
Isaiah Thomas has not made a dunk in his career, according to Basketball
Reference. Isaiah Thomas is in. Done. Done. I thought, he's a Washington guy, Nate Robinson. I just figured both of them could dunk. I figured this would be
same person.
Same person.
Yeah.
Whatever. Racist. So we have Jimmer, Matt Bonner, Isaiah Thomas. This is good. This is a good start. We need 6 for this. We don't do 8 in the dunk. We do 6.
I feel like Utah has people that.
You just went to the whitest state and just pick one. Come on. You can't do that.
Why not?
Utah doesn't have any shooters. They don't have shooters.
Hold on. I've got a name here.
What you got?
Hold up. I just have to make sure.
You gotta double check. Make sure he's not a real dunker.
Make sure he's a real person.
What do you have for me?
He's not a real person. Joe Harris.
Joe Harris! Sure. Sure. We need a couple like big names. We need some name recognition. I mean Jimmer Fredette will bring in the Mormons. Like the people from Utah are gonna fly in for this. Seriously, they love that kid. And Matt Bonner draws crowds, but there's got to be a couple names we're missing that just can't dunk, but would be a lot of fun in this. Who could do this?
There's also a shooter. That's important.
They have to be like a good three-point shooter. Decent to good. Everybody on the Hawks can dunk. That's why it's no fun with that. Is there anybody on the Warriors that can't dunk? They gotta have a shooter somewhere floating around.
Can Troy Daniels dunk? I know he's not on.
Oh. He's on Minnesota.
Yeah. Has he even played enough this year?
I don't think he has. He does not qualify.
Hold up, let's check.
Kirk Heinrich. I want to see Kirk Heinrich dunk.
Of course. He kind of disqualifies the whole shooter part, but...
Enough, gritty.
Jordan Daniels has played in 34 games this year.
Screw it. We can call it the Fresca Gritty Dunk Contest. I don't care. The Gritty Dunk Contest. High Basketball IQ Dunk Contest. That's a good one. We could do that. I like that. High Basketball IQ Dunk Contest. Gritty.
What does Lee Ellis do his, solid basketball plays? It's a solid basketball.
Quality, solid basketball plays.
Solid two-handed, just light hand from Kirk Heinrich.
Fundamental finishes. Yeah, Kirk's going to go off and just do like a nice two-handed fundamental finish, not hang on the rim. We don't showboat. We just lightly jump off the trampoline. We don't go too hard.
No.
And then he's going to try to defend everybody else.
Kirk Heinrich getting in the way. Kirk Heinrich standing in your way as you run up to the trampoline.
That would be perfect. Oh my god. There's gotta be somebody else that can go on this.
Should put Mozgov on there just for no reason.
Mozgov just stands under the rim. He gets dunked on all day. Oh, shit. Steve Novak's on Utah.
See, that was right.
Done. Steve Novak. Steve Novak. Novakian! So, like, the dunk contest is probably the worst thing on here. But I feel like somebody would do something cool.
And if not, we have Steve Novak going off the trampoline.
Yeah, he might not make it to the rim even off a trampoline. Like, that's the other thing is, like, these guys would maybe have, like, a day to warm up on a trampoline. So the likelihood that they actually complete two dunks is pretty low. Like, we could see a lot of guys just kind of falling, which would be kind of fun.
It reminds me of the fat guy going off the trampoline. I think I was at a Hawks game 1 year.
Yeah. No, that's a great, that's fantastic gift. Sure. Fantastic gift. So that's your All-Star Saturday night. I think three-point shooter actually moves to the end. We'll actually open with the dunk competition. Just warm up the crowd a little bit. I like that. And now we're on to the main attraction, kind of, I guess, the game itself. The West versus the East, the worst players in the NBA, going toe-to-toe for your enjoyment. Just to make you feel a little bit better about your own game. In the West,
Kendrick Perkins,
starting center
and team captain.
Joining him is Austin Rivers as point guard. It's just hard not to put him in. Reggie Evans,
yeah, pulling.
Triple duty?
Triple duty
Reggie Evans.
It's going to be the Dame pulling all events like he did last year.
Yes. Legend. Let's see what else we have here.
Joey Ingles in Utah?
Has he just been awful? I do not watch much Utah basketball. Shocking as that may be.
I just feel like Joey Ingles on Utah should be there.
Okay, I can do it. Fine with that.
Yeah, shooting under 40%.
That's not good.
30% from three. That's okay.
That's all right. He's probably on the bench. He's probably a bench guy. Joey Eagle's on the bench. We need a small forward and a shooting guard.
Hold on, let me check out the Los Angeles Clippers roster.
Or Lakers. Wes Johnson's jump shot is so broken. It is. He's one of those guys that, like, you watch him do things on the basketball floor and you're like, yeah, no, he's probably good. Like, because he runs well and he jumps well and he does nothing that actually requires talent. Like, that actually requires, like, skill. Like, he's just a talented, athletic individual that can't do anything else. And for the second year, I know he's been in this once. Will Barton.
Of course. Sure.
Will Barton.
This might actually be his third year in it. I'm not sure. I think he was part of that original Portland Trailblazers squad.
The Blazers.
That headlines.
Were amazing that year. Their bench was so atrocious. It was really bad. Let's see. Who else can go in this? Jordan Clarkson. Got to get some Lakers in there. Second Laker. A lot of Los Angeles in this. Like, heavy on the Los Angeles.
They're a big-name team. Of course, they're going to get a lot more people than your average.
The voters. Ronnie Price. Another. Their roster is so bad. Holy shit, Willie Green's still in the league.
Good for him.
No, that's right. Orlando signed to, like, a lot of money. He's not playing well this year. Shocker. Could have told you that. This is good podcasting. Look, the Babbitt God. Babbitt's got the worst hair in the league.
I feel like he's a decent shooter, but he can't do anything else, so.
And
that hair kind of disqualifies him from.
He's so bad. He's not a good player. I'm not worried about that. Just gonna make wild statements on here.
John Salmons.
Where is he now?
Nope.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they didn't trade him. John Salmons. You always have to ask that question with John Salmons, is where is he now? Because it could have changed.
Who he play for?
Who he play for. He is the king of the who he play for team. Because he's always in the league, but he's always on two or three different teams a year. Hawks had him for a minute. Hawks legends, John Salmons. We need... We need two more. We need bigs.
Yeah.
We need two bigs to round out this roster. Do we put Josh in? Josh has to go in the anti-All-Star game.
Of course, yeah.
Because, I mean...
He's been terrible.
He's been pretty bad. But, like, the fact that a team can get that much better by trading you...
It's not good.
Automatically qualifies you. So he's in. We need one more big... We need, like, a strong, like, a center that just can't do anything.
J.J. Hickson?
Perfect. So your West anti-All-Stars, Austin Rivers, Will Barton, Wes Johnson, Reggie Evans, and Kendrick Perkins, mean starting lineup, with Joe Ingles, Jordan Clarkson, Ronnie Price, Luke Babbitt, John Salmons, Josh Smith, and J.J. Hickson. A lot of Atlanta high schoolers in there. A lot of them. The West is pretty good, but the East dominates this game every year.
Absolutely.
Still undefeated. I think they're two and they blow people away. Like, they're so bad. Norris Cole, easily.
He's so bad this year.
That inbounds play was... I don't like throwing this word around a lot, but that was point shaving. That was the most blatant point shaving I've ever seen in my life. So Norris Cole, probably the captain of the East, like, he's...
Not good.
He's so bad. Like, Chalmers is probably on this team at some point too. We might get there.
I think we should have started out with the captain of the East team, Robbie, and that is Lance Stephenson.
Stephenson. Lance has been just really, really bad at basketball this year. So he's definitely in. We can put a lot of guys from Charlotte. Like, Charlotte's bench is pretty bad. And they have a few stars that are bad. Like, they, like P.J. Harrison and Gary Neal both can make the squad. Let's see. Norris is a shoe-in. We need front court now.
We need the Knicks.
Give me Jason Smith, come on down. let's get some Knicks in here. Jason Smith is in there. We need some Pacers. There's some Solomon Hill. Solo, he's been bad. Not good.
Not good, no.
That bad?
That bad?
Solomon Hill's played more games than anyone for the Pacers.
Ooh.
Not ideal. He's averaging 9.6 points per game, but he's shooting 38.7 from the field. So, Solo, welcome.
I was about to say, Barks has played 2 games this year.
Oh, man, he deserves better. Barks deserves to be in this game. Let's see.
Well, I don't know. He could be. That might have been part of their trade. He must be in this game.
He's... Oh, my gosh. God, they play Lou Amundsen a lot.
Oof.
Like, he's only... he's played, like, the last, like, 10 games. And he's actually not played horrible. Considering it's the Knicks. God, the Knicks are just so bad at basketball.
Phil Pressey.
Oh, God, he's so bad. Yeah. He's a bench guy, though.
Bench guy, yeah.
We need a power forward right now.
Oof. Ooh.
Who's a good, like, just...
Who's a good, terrible
Who's a good, player. Terrible player at the four in the East?
Can we put Josh Smith in the East too?
Josh plays both ways. Somebody in Philly? There's gotta be somebody in Philly that's just...
Philly's actually been sort of not completely atrocious lately.
But there's gotta be somebody on this roster that's worthy though.
Brandon Davies?
I can dig it. I can dig Brandon Davies.
Yeah, Brandon Davies. He's a Philly representative.
Brandon Davies is your starter. Norris Cole, Lance Stephenson, Solo Hill, Brandon Davies, and Jason Smith. Roster.
Odds are...
Roster.
Odds minus 500, Lance just holds the ball the whole game.
Lance is going to score 40 and take
45
shots. Norris Cole's going to have 8 turnovers.
On 9 touches.
So we got Phil Pressey on the bench.
Chalmers on the bench, too.
Chalmers. Got to throw Chalmers in there. He's been horrid this year. They legitimately might have the worst point guard play in the league down in Miami. It's bad. Like,
it's not good.
You think about what LeBron was dealing with that incompetence. It's like, it's no wonder he left Miami. If they had a competent point guard, I bet he's still there.
Probably.
I'm going to make that just completely irrational statement right now.
I guess, I don't know, if Michael Carter Williams is...
Like put a lot of point heavy. Guards. We're going point guard heavy. But, he deserves it.
Deserves it.
He's so...
Chris Copeland.
Has he been in that board? Bad?
Yes,
he has. Yeah. Yes, the answer is yes. He's shooting 36.3% from the field. Not ideal, Cope. And he puts up shots. That's on 7 shots a game. Like, that's not... He is not shy with the basketball. Kirk. We don't have Kirk. There's a lot of point guards. The East is all point guards. Because there's... In a league that has so many good point guards, the fact that the East has this many bad ones... Really impressive.
Astounding.
Yeah. Willie Green?
Who did he play for?
Orlando!
Oh, yeah. That's right, he's actually played a decent amount of minutes for them, too.
Yeah, and he's terrible.
Oof. Alright. Bigs.
More bigs. Oh, crap.
They're just gonna run a
12. We're gonna take some people out. We're already at 12.
We just filled up the whole thing with point guard.
We have 1, 2, 3. No, wait, we have one more spot. But we have, yeah, we have 5 point guards on the roster. We have one more roster spot.
Well, Kirk's a little bit of a 2.
Yeah, Kirk's been playing a lot too. I'll take MCW out.
Yeah,
okay. I'll take MCW out. That's fine. So we got 2 roster spots. We need bigs in the East. We already have Jason Smith. We could put Sam Dallenberg on there, too. Holy crap, Jameer Nelson's played for 3 teams already this season. He's in Denver now. Oh, shit, I wish we could put KCP on here. We're putting KCP on over Phil Pressey. No one wants to watch Phil Pressey play basketball.
Understandable.
KCP will just hoist. It's not good. He puts up a lot of shots that are ill-advised. Well, Brandon Davis came from Brooklyn, so that makes a little sense. Jason Maxiel.
Of course, the Mason.
He killed somebody the other night, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, he was, like, beasting in a game. And I was like, what? Who's getting beat by Jason Maxiel right now? Oh, my God.
Was it the Knicks?
Might have been the Knicks. Wait, is Brent Davies on the Nets now?
Oh, did he get waived?
Shit.
I feel like we were there when he got waived.
We were there when he got traded, and then I think he got waived. So, shit, that's a starter down. Maxiel, you're in.
Next man up.
Next man. Next man up on the East Eastern Conference anti All-Star team. That's our motto. We also got to get to coaches, which actually might be more fun than anything.
Tibbs coaching everything on the East.
Please no.
People ride with Lance for 48, so please, yes. Yes.
You can just play Lance all day. I'm not putting Tyler Hansbrough in this game because I hate Tyler Hansbrough so much. I don't even want him in the anti-All-Star game. I hope Tyler Hansbrough gets sent on a rocket to the moon. Get him off of the face of the earth. I don't think I've ever hated a human being that I've never met. Evan Turner's in this game. Speaking of people I hate, Evan Turner's in this game. He's horrible. He also talks shit about Kyle Korver's defense, which gets you on a permanent black mark on Bo and I's record. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't already on there,
that was one of my most read pieces on Hawks this season.
Bo went in. Evan Turner. Bo went in, and it was glorious. God bless you for that. All right, we need a 12th man. We need the 12th man on the NFL 13.
We might need Adam Silver's help on this.
Step up, fill a roster spot. A big would be probably what we need. We have two backup wings. We have
18 guards.
We have I took out a bunch of guards.
Okay. Good.
We have two Heat guards and Kirk Heinrich, Willie Green, and Lance. So we can actually throw another point guard in, if need be. You know. No, I'm just kidding.
Who's Meldo? Derrick Rose and Lance.
Yes, basketballs.
Need four basketballs.
There's got to be a Knicks player worthy of this. Who runs point for the Knicks? Seriously.
Brady Smalls?
They have somebody behind him. Shane Larkin? Sorry, Dubin? No, I'm not going to anger Dubin.
Do not anger the Dubin.
Nope.
It's not worth it.
Nope. Not gonna do it. Who plays point for the Knicks? They are not good. God, their roster is atrocious.
Yeah.
But it's not the point guard. Well, it is the point guard position. But none of them, I look at the Knicks, but they spread out the terrible among everyone. I think that's the amazing thing about Knicks. I don't look at their roster and say, well, he's the problem. There's a lot of rosters where you go, well, he's just awful. The Knicks are just...
They also haven't. They've had some injury problems, so even their terrible players have been hurt. So they haven't spread out to more.
It's really
players.
Just.
They have guys that played 10 games. The Knicks, and were terrible.
The Knicks are just a factory of sadness. I almost feel bad putting guys in from them. They've been through a lot this year.
Karan Butler.
No.
He hasn't been good.
He hasn't. No, he has not. But there's a guard we're forgetting. Oh my god. We could put all three Miami point guards because Shabazz Napier has been awful this year too.
Do it.
All three Miami point guards. You all deserve it. All three of them are in the bottom 20 of point guard PR in the league. How? The three point guards are in the bottom 20 of PR in
the
league.
Remember, that's the guy LeBron wanted for Shabazz Napier.
Mario Chalmers is the best of the 12. How?
I almost feel like LeBron was trolling the Heat at that point. Yeah, don't take Napier. You'll have the worst point guard rotation in the league. I'm going to go balance the...
Oh, my God. Yeah, Shabazz. All right, so you're East anti-All-Stars. Whole lot of Heat. Norris Cole, Lance Stevenson, Jason Smith, Solomon Hill, Jason Maxiel, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Mario Chalmers, Chris Copeland, Kirk Heinrich, Willie Green, Evan Turner, Shabazz Napier. There's not a soul on that roster that can hit a jump shot. Chris Copeland and KCP are your two best shooters. That's where you're at. That's terrible.
Yeah.
We did well. Your East coach? It's a lot of options.
You're going to invite Zach Wallen up here?
Oh my god.
One last shot to...
Our coaches are Jacques Vaughn in the East, Mike Malone in the West.
Oof. Perfect. Beautiful.
Tryout City. Show them what you got, guys. Show them they were wrong. I feel bad putting Mike Malone in there because I actually think he's a fine coach. He's not good, but he's perfectly fine as a coach. But yeah, absolutely. That's perfect. It's even better to have fired coaches.
Yeah.
Although it's hard not to put Monty Williams in. Really hard.
Yeah.
He's an assistant for sure.
Definitely.
Oh,
and
man.
Tibbs is the top assistant in the East to make sure they all play 48. All 12 guys are going to play 48. Thibs. If they're not in the game, they're just going to be running up and down the sideline with the game.
Thibs is on the practice court, and the guys not in the game are with him doing extra work. We're doing
suicides.
We're doing we're doing calisthenics with Tom Thibodeau. So your final rosters: West, Austin Rivers, Wes Johnson, Will Barton, Reggie Evans, Kendrick Perkins, your starting five, versus in the East: North Cole, Lance Stevenson, Solomon Hill, Jason Maxiel, Jason Smith. Get your tickets early. They'll sell fast.
Tickets on sale now.
$10 gets you courtside. Might catch Perk in your lap.
I don't know if that's an incentive to buy tickets or...
That might be a deterrent. That might be a deterrent. That's bad.
Suites for $15. Stay away from Kendrick Perkins.
Entire suite, $20. Fully stocked bar. Because you'll need it. Beers are $1.
Stocked with PBR.
Only PBR tall boys are available. Our import is natural ice. $2, 24 ounce. No, Foster's, even better. Foster's oil cans. 25 ounces, that's your import selection. And you can get PBR and natural ice for $1. Welcome to the anti-All-Star game at the Izod Center. Presented by, they have Kia. I mean, Kia's pretty mediocre as is, so how do we get worse than... We're presented by, Datsun? Do they still make cars?
I don't know.
Who's worse than Kia? Like, what's the worst car you can think of right now?
They went out of... Pontiac went out of... Didn't they in the Pontiac?
So did Saturn.
So did Saturn.
I was going to go straight to Saturn, but they're out.
Saturn's worse than Pontiac.
Saturn. Oh, my God. Saturns were awful. That's... See, Datsun.
Oldsmobile.
I don't think they make Olds anymore either. What's a terrible car company? This is riveting for the people. I'm not editing this out either. The people get to listen to us figure out what our sponsor is. I just ashed on my laptop. Not editing that out either. That's me blowing ash off of my computer. It's really hard when the bar is set high at Kia. Like, it's hard to go lower than that. Kia makes some decent cars.
Yeah.
By the way, can we talk about the Kia commercial where, LeBron drives in a Kia? There is a 0.0 chance that he actually drives a Kia. Like, he has one at his house, just in case.
Like, it's tucked back in the garage where he couldn't even get it out of the way because there's so many other cars in the way.
Yes. And also, Rich Paul is... first about Hall of Famer and the Homeboy Hall of Fame for getting Tristan Thompson in that commercial too. Tristan just nods and he probably got a $10,000 check. Shout out to Tristan Thompson getting that money because you're a Rich Paul guy, and also for still being in Cleveland because you're a Rich Paul guy. North Cole, also a Rich Paul guy. There are rumblings that he's a sleeper agent for Rich Paul tanking Miami. I believe it. He is awful.
Terrible.
Screw it. We're sponsored by Datsun. We're bringing them back. We're gonna park a 97 Datsun at the top for the half court shootout. Fan hits that, you get a 97 Datsun. Congrats. You actually just have to make a layup. Not even a half court shot. Layup contest for Datsuns. Trying to get their brand out.
You either win $20 off the half court shot, or if you miss, you have to take.
You have to take the Datsun. You have to. Like, we're signing it over to you. I'm sorry, it's your problem now. That shit bucket sits in your garage. It's not my problem anymore. Sorry. Perfect. So that's your anti-All-Star game. If we missed anybody, which I'm sure we did because we did this on the fly, I'm sure there are some egregious missteps that we took. Let us know who should be in. Hit us on Twitter. At Bo Cherney, at R. Calland. We'll make the necessary adjustments for next time. I hope y'all enjoyed it. This is always one of my favorite things to do every year.
I enjoyed it. I've had fun. I hope y'all had fun too.
I do. We'll try to be back with an actual ATL Shelly Hoops podcast in the near future. And because the Hawks are actually good, and we haven't done one since like their win streak started like 2 months ago. So we'll be back to talk Hawks and other NBA stuff hopefully at some point in the near future. And until then, let's just keep our hopes up that at one point the league actually installs the anti-All-Star game and makes us the commissions. Because we would have so much fun doing this. Absolutely. Just at least give us the Saturday night competition. Like, that, people would watch that. So petition the NBA.
Whitehouse.gov petitions.
Do what you gotta do. Hit the commission.
Let President Obama know about this issue. It's important.
He cares about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He'd love it.
Yeah.
He'd be courtside.
Yeah. Be entertained.
It's for the
That's
people.
What we, yeah.
So, thanks for listening. For Bo Turney, I'm Robbie Galland. As always, we'll try to be better next time.